Blog Talk Radio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York. Never sleep, and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And as you know, on Mondays, we do our show with the fabulous Miss Victoria Falk from Passionate Travel out of New York City. And she has a topic today she wants to share with you called Cruising Out of New York. So with no further ado, I'm going to turn the show over to Miss Falk. Miss Falk, you out there?
Yes, I am, and I'm so excited to talk about my favorite type of vacation, cruising.
All right. Cruising, so I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can go ahead and tell everything about cruising out of New York.
All right. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction, and thank you all for joining me today. Yes, that's right. I said it. I admit it. I love to cruise. Yes. And you know what? Spring will be here in about 2 weeks, so why not plan a cruise vacation? Because April and May are wonderful times of the year to take a cruise. The summer's nice also, but you're going to pay a little more. So why not I give you this information to help you plan the best cruise vacation you possibly can. Now, as y'all know, I'm out here in New York, and a lot of folks you know, they're still used to flying out to Miami, going out there to Fort Lauderdale or Orlando, or as they call it, Port Canaveral, to board the cruise ship over there. There are some folks who still don't know that you can get on the ship right over here in New York. So people always ask me, they really ask me, they say, Victoria, what's better? Should I fly to Florida and get on a ship over there? Or should I leave from New York? You know, what do you think is better? So today I'm going to share with you my opinion. I've done both. I've flown to Miami. I've been to Fort Lauderdale. I've been to Orlando. And I've had the pleasure of getting on the ship over there in New York, West 55th Street and 12th Avenue. And folks, I'm here to tell you, there is nothing in the world like the convenience of getting a ride to that cruise port, getting out that taxi, and going right in there to register for my cruise. So I confess, I love leaving out of New York. I love it, I love it, I love it. It is so convenient, folks. Why would you want to do anything else? All of the major cruise lines, Carnival Cruise Line, Norwegian Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean, Holland American, right? Disney Cruise Line, they all have ships that leave from New York. Why should I have to get a flight, go stay in a hotel, take me a shuttle to get to my cruise? I don't know about you, but that's very stressful. I mean, you can do it if you have to do it. You know, I've done it before. Now, if you time it right, you know, you can get away with not having to book a pre-hotel stay or a post-hotel stay in order to enjoy your cruise. But see, that's the thing. In order to lessen the stress, a lot of people, when they have their cruise ship that's leaving out of Florida, they end up going to Florida maybe a day or two earlier because there's this fear that the plane is going to be late and that they're going to miss their connection and they won't be able to board the cruise ship. The cruise ship that they've paid for, right? So, you know, to avoid having to do all of that, you can, like I said, leave right out of New York. Because the thing is, even though you've made arrangements with that cruise, right, and you may have let them know that you need the transfers for when you get out the airport to take you to that cruise port, but the thing is, they're not going to wait for you. If your plane happens to arrive to Miami late and you're not able to board that shuttle on time to get to that cruise port, and it's important for people to know that the cruise port is not next door, it's not down the block, it's about 45 minutes away in good traffic. So here you are, you rushing from your plane, rushing to your shuttle to get to the cruise port, hoping and praying that you can get on that ship on time. No, folks, that's not how I want to travel. So when you're leaving out of New York, you have the option. You can take you a taxi. You know, we have Uber and Lyft. You can get on that and take you over to West 55th Street and 12th Avenue. Or you can get on any one of the major subway lines. Any one of the major subway lines will take you over to Midtown, and it's a short walk. So if you want to take the A train or the D train, you can get off at West 59th Street. Or if you want to take one of the other trains, you could take the C train or the E train, get off at West 50th Street, and walk. You know, or you could walk or you could take the bus, but you're going to get there and you don't have to worry about all the other possible things that can go wrong, and you don't have to worry about the extra expense or the extra headache or the stress. And the beautiful thing is, from the moment that you walk in those doors and you register that you're on and you're ready for your cruise, your vacation begins. So it is beautiful. So it's just a matter of planning which cruise line works well for you. Now, I mentioned the different cruise lines. It's important to know that they each have their own personality. Now, on the Disney cruises, they're usually a little more expensive than the other cruise lines. But guess what, folks? People who cruise on Disney ships do not, I repeat, they do not worry about the cost, because these are folks who truly desire that Disney experience. When you think about Disney, you think about fun, you're thinking about play, you're thinking about your children, and they have activities all the time to cater to the little children and to the big kids like me that have the childlike hearts. And even the little babies, you know, your three-month-old, your six-month-old babies, you can bring them on the cruise with you. So if you want to go on a Disney cruise, this is the time, folks. Out here in New York, we have spring break, that last week in April. See what's happening that time. Plan for your cruise. Now there's Royal Caribbean. Royal Caribbean is known for more of its exotic stops along the Caribbean. They have more exotic places than Carnival and Norwegian and Holland and those other cruise lines. So when you're on a Royal Caribbean cruise, the cruise ship may stop at Honduras. You might stop off at Haiti, Aruba, Turks and Caicos, the Virgin Islands. You know, and these are places that you don't see so frequently on the other cruise lines. And not only that, folks, oh my goodness, have you seen the Explorer of the Seas? Have you seen any of the Royal Caribbean ships? These ships are humongous. Humongous, I say. You'll find outdoor basketball courts, right? You'll find walls for rock climbing. So that's what Royal Caribbean is known for. They're known for more of your athletics, more activities for your adults, and like I mentioned, more of those exotic locations. Now, folks, it's a lot of people who are partial to Norwegian Cruise Line. And when we think about Norwegian Cruise Line, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Did you guess? Do you know? Well, let me tell you. The first thing that comes to mind when people think about Norwegian Cruise Line is freestyle cruising. That's right, folks. Freestyle cruising. So what does that mean? Well, it means do what you want, when you want, where you want, how you want. That's right. You know, as long as you're respecting your fellow passengers, you know, they're not talking about being disrespectful or being out of line. But what Norwegian is talking about is they're not going to hold you to any schedules. You're not going to wake up and have an agenda taped to your door telling you that 8 o'clock is breakfast and 9 o'clock is dance and 10 o'clock is the party and, you know, 11 o'clock and so on and so forth. No, no, no. For most people, when they think about vacation, they want to get rid of their schedule. They want to get rid of a regular routine. And they want to be their boss. They don't want anybody telling them you have to be here, you have to be there. They just kind of want to sleep when they want to sleep, get up when they want to get up, eat when they want to eat. So that's pretty much the thrill for a lot of folks who enjoy Norwegian Cruise Line. The fact that there's no pressure. There's no pressure to participate in particular activities. If you want to, you can. If you don't want to, that's fine, too. Now, if you want something a little more upscale, Holland America also leaves from New York. That's right, Holland America. Now, Holland America is a little more upscale than the other cruise lines that leave out of New York. And you don't hear a lot of people talk about it as much as the other cruise lines, but they do have a lot of great itineraries, a lot of great cruises, and it's just that it's older folks. So if that's your crowd, if your crowd is older couples, you know, or families with teenagers and older children, then Holland America just may be your style of cruise line, right? That may work for you. But what works for a lot of people, and surprisingly, folks, despite the problems that they've had in the past, the cruise line that leaves out of New York, they have a lot of ships that leave from New York several times during the year, Carnival Cruise Line. That's right, Carnival Cruise Line, with all the ups and the downs, they are still known as the number one cruise line for fun. And you want to know, folks, like I said, you can find a ship that is sold out, you know, because people know that when you board that ship over here in New York, it's going to be a party from the moment you step on board. There's going to be somebody smiling, waving at you, taking your picture. And after you get on that ship, there's going to be people waving at you, smiling at you, telling you about the party in the Lido deck, you know, and telling you, you know, all the different places you can go to. So it's truly amazing, folks. If you do not like to fly, it's a lot of people, you know, they still do not feel comfortable getting on an airplane. So the best option would be to leave from New York. So not just for the convenience, not just for the fact that it'll save you money, save you stress, save you time, but for those people who just do not want to fly, right? So for them, we call it no-fly cruising. Being able to leave from New York City, like I said, West 55th Street and 12th Avenue is very convenient. And being able to board one of the ships on any one of these cruise lines, whether you want to go to Canada, Bermuda, Bahamas, the Eastern Caribbean, you'll find a cruise ship leaving from New York City to get you right there. Now, folks, for those of you who have not yet taken a cruise, it is time to plan your first cruise. If you've already cruised, it's time for another. Now, for those of you who've never cruised before, I want you to imagine. Imagine with me right now being on a floating hotel. Picture it. Being on a floating hotel with everything you would find in that hotel or on a resort. Imagine it being on your cruise ship. Restaurants, shopping, fitness centers, spas, salons, libraries even, comedy clubs, art galleries, swimming pools, jacuzzis, daycare centers, and a lot more. You can find all on one cruise ship. How amazing is that? Why do I love cruising so much? Well, a cruise is your ultimate all-inclusive vacation. Because once you pay for your cruise, everything that you want to do is included, right? You can pay for everything that you want to do before getting on that ship. You pay for your sleeping accommodations. You could pay your gratuities, right? Even if you want to get off that ship and stop at different ports and experience activities in the different ports, you can arrange all of that stuff before you get on your cruise, and you can pay for it before you get on the cruise. So all you have to do is show up and have a good time. Just show up and enjoy yourself. Anybody out there know that they could just show up and enjoy themselves? Oh, my goodness. I'm ready to finish talking to you all so I can plan my next cruise. That's just how awesome it is, folks. And like I said, the cruise rate, it covers everything. Covers your cabin, right? Covers all your meals, entertainment, and activities. So to get the most out of your cruise, especially if you're cruising from New York, because the cruises from New York tend to be good cruise, let's say 7-day cruise or 8-day cruise, because you're going to be on that ship maybe about three days before you actually reach the Bahamas or before you actually reach the Bermuda, you reach the Caribbean. But it's okay because, like I said, all the activities that they have on the cruise, you're enjoying yourself. You know, you're not just sitting idle waiting to reach the Bahamas. You're at the comedy club. You're on the decks. You're swimming. You're getting your nails done, your hair done. You're eating all the food. You're stopping at the stops. You're having shows that are Broadway-style shows, you know, talent shows, all of that on the ship. So that's what you want to do during those days while you're on the ship, waiting to get to whether it's Nassau or Freeport, Bahamas, or wherever it is, whether it's Cocoa Key, whether it's someplace in Florida. You want to enjoy all the activities during that time because once that cruise ship stops in that port, do not, I repeat, do not stay on that ship. There's no need to. You want to get off that ship and you want to enjoy each and every place that it stops. And that's what's so incredible about a cruise vacation. Because if you really select a good cruise, it's like having multiple vacations in one. Imagine getting on a cruise ship in New York, stopping in San Juan, Puerto Rico, stopping in the Bahamas, stopping in, you know, Jamaica or wherever, stopping in 3 or 4 different places before coming back to New York. How awesome is that? That is incredible. And all for one price. Being able to eat all the food that you want to eat, and when I say all the food, I really do mean all the food, people. I think that's the only thing I have to caution you about, right? Not to eat too much. That's the biggest concern that a lot of folks have when they go on these cruises, because the food is so delicious, and it's in your sight all day, all night, and you get room service, right? You have people who can bring food to your cabin. They have lobster night, and they have the finest steaks, and, you know, they have chocolate night, and, you know, all the different things, all the different you know, styles of food, your Mexican food, your spicy food, your Caribbean food, your Southern food, your Italian food. Is that enough food for you yet? Do you get my point? It's a lot of food. So imagine, right, if you were on a resort and in a hotel, you have to pay for your breakfast. You have to pay for your lunch. You have to pay for your dinner. And guess what? All of that adds up. You might not be able to eat everything like you want to eat simply because you don't want to pay what they want you to pay. And beware drinking that water, that bottled water that's sitting on the cabinet that you think is free. A lot of times you go to the hotel that you drink that bottle of water, and then it may be an extra $6 that's added to your bill because you didn't realize that water was not free. But once you're on that cruise ship, all of your meals are included. And if you have a special occasion, if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, you know, you can ask them to bring you a birthday cake, you know, to celebrate your special occasion, or, you know, a piece of cake to celebrate an anniversary. So you really want to make it nice. And like I said, all the entertainment. So for those of us from New York and we're used to our Broadway shows and we're used to places like B.B. King's Blues Club and we're used to going out and eating and being entertained while we're eating our food, you're going to find that same quality of entertainment on the ship. You're going to see people singing and dancing and, you know, just so talented. And guess what? If you have talent yourself, why not get up there and sing? Get up there and participate in the talent show. Participate in the karaoke. You'll be surprised, folks, how many people are discovered on these cruise ships. So you might be on a cruise from New York to enjoy yourself and end up being discovered. Now, I think the best cruise I had was leaving out of New York. I did the one leaving out of Manhattan, and the first stop was Orlando, Florida. And the next stop was Nassau, Bahamas, and the next stop was Freeport, Bahamas, before getting on that ship and coming back to New York. And what makes that particular cruise so special, folks, is people like me who have children, you know, I have a beautiful daughter, and being able to get off that ship in Orlando and being able to go to Disney World and being able to spend 9 hours in Magic Kingdom without having to pay for Disney Resort Hotel or pay for a different hotel, just having it be another one of the activities that's a part of my cruise. That's a very awesome experience. And you want to talk about really feeling like I had multiple vacations in one? Most definitely. Hanging out with Mickey and Minnie Mouse, right? Seeing all the Disney princesses and the beautiful castle and Magic Kingdom. And then waking up the next day having conch in the Caribbean. How awesome is that? So if you're as excited about cruising as I am, and if you've been listening to me and you're wondering, wow, I wonder when the next cruise leaving out of New York will be, feel free to give me a call at 347-658-8459. That is 347-658-8459. And I want to turn it back over to Baba Jahi so he can announce the shows for the rest of the week. It's been awesome talking to you.
All right, all right. Thank you so much, Ms. Falcon. I mean, I hope people are really ready and excited to go cruising, especially out of New York. As you said, you know, people that live New York, Philadelphia, New Jersey area, why fly all the way to Florida when you can get on a ship out of New York and enjoy all of the wonderful things that Ms. Falk just finished sharing with you. So, hey, make sure that you tune in the rest of the week. We'll be doing our Thursday, Time to Travel Thursday show with Ms. Falk and my wife, Cynthia Jahi. And then Ms. Jahi will be doing her show, the Jasari's Love Show, on Friday. Both of those shows are air at 3 o'clock right here on Home Based Business 101, Thursday and Friday. So tune in. We thank you and we appreciate your listening support, truly making this listener-supported radio. Make sure you get in touch with Ms. Falk so you can get hooked up with one of those cruises out of New York. So until the next time, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And, hey, we continue to enjoy your listening support. Have a blessed, wonderful day.